I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Thomas Rhett says his definition of success has changed with each birthday. And after winning Male Vocalist of the Year at the recent ACM Awards, he noted that his phone had lit up with text messages from friends. But what he seemed most excited about was getting back home to share it with his daughters.
It'll be really cool to go home. Literally, we were in Australia the last month playing some shows, and I just got done doing sound check, and Willa gets out of the car, and she's like, "Daddy, I'm so proud of you." And I was just like, first of all, how do you know how to say that? Second of all, it just melted me. And so it's been really awesome to share some of these moments with my kids the way that I got to share some of these moments with my dad as well. It kind of feels like it's coming full circle in a way. So I do this for them, man. I write songs for them, and it'll be really cool to show them this trophy when it comes in the mail probably in 6 months. So
Carly Pierce has a very public relationship with her fiance, Michael Ray. And here's Carly telling us about the moment they fell in love.
I have known him for years, and there's always been this, especially in the last year and a half, playing different radio shows where I was thinking about him more than I should have. And I think we both posted one night at the Nashville Palace, which is a bar in Nashville, changed everything. And I think we could both pinpoint the moment that we both were sitting at the bar drinking vodka, which we all know I don't drink vodka, but I was drinking it for him. And we just looked at each other and we knew. And I don't know how to explain that, and I've never experienced that before, but that was what that post meant.
Gary Laveau of Rascal Flatts has two teenage daughters who seem to love life on the road. Rather than opt to stay home to hang out with friends, Gary tells us his daughters can't wait to hit the road with their dad.
They would live out here. They would make me work more just because they don't want to go home. They just want to ride the bus. They love it. And Brittany's a really, really good singer. She's really talented. So she kind of looks at it and puts herself in my shoes. It's kind of like homework for her. She can picture herself doing this. And so it's a lot of fun to have them out.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Brooks and Dunn's new project Reboot, a collection of a dozen of the duo's biggest hits revisited by Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, along with today's hottest rising country stars. A project that's finally been released, and the idea for the album was sparked by something Luke Combs was doing in his live shows.
Luke kind of started this by posting Brand New Man with some of his bands banging out the song, and next thing you know, Casey's doing Neon Moon and her show. Ronnie sends me a copy. He goes, "Hey, check this out." And Clarence said, "I think there could be a project here." So he came back a few weeks later and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you guys. Here's what's going on." Made a bunch of calls, and everybody wants to do this.
One of the most talked about performances during the recent ACM Awards was the collaboration between Eric Church and Ashley McBride on Eric's latest song, The Snake.
Battle snake, cobblehead, he don't want a band, kid day.
The Snake is really a song that was written about this political discourse battle. Full disclosure, by nature, I'm just not a very political person. I find it somewhat silly. I feel like in order to be a career politician, you have to keep your base riled up. And the best way to rile up your base is to attack the other side. And the other side does the same thing. So this song really came from whichever side you want to paint is a copperhead. And whichever other side you want to paint is a rattlesnake.
Justin Lynch has been writing songs for years. And while he may record some of his, other artists have recorded his tunes as well. Like when he recently found out when the Backstreet Boys were including one of his co-writes on their latest album, DNA. The song is called Just Like You Like It. And Dustin tells us he had even forgotten about the song.
You never think anything else of it, you know, because we write so much. And then you get a phone call, "Hey, the Backstreet Boys are cutting your song." And I go, "What song?" And then I have to go back and like look through my folder and remember that, "Oh yeah, this one." And then it hits you. I listen back to the demo that we did of that song, and you go, "Well, of course they're cutting this. Like, it sounds so Backstreet Boys." And it's really cool. Honestly, like, whenever I heard that news, I was texting everybody because, you know, we grew up on them. But it's just really cool. You know, my sister's very proud of me. I'll say that.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
And the top five songs this week with Old Dominion's Make It Sweet coming in at number five, followed by Riley Green's There Was This Girl at number four, Michael Ray's One That Got Away at number three, Brett Young's Here Tonight at number two, and for the seventh week in a row, Luke Combs holds the number one spot with Beautiful Crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy.
I'm Dominic Galen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.